You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired.
Brought to you by Hot Seat, a new memoir from Jeff Immelt, the former CEO of General Electric. Immelt explores his time at the helm of one of the world's largest companies, from navigating a post-9/11 world to the 2008 financial crisis and more. Buy your copy today.
The first Johnson & Johnson shots are administered. Some states began opening prematurely. And new variants demand vigilance. Here's what you should know. It was a good week in vaccine news. Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine was approved for use, and the first doses were administered shortly thereafter. Johnson & Johnson has had some difficulty ramping up manufacturing, but last Tuesday, President Biden announced that a competing drug maker, Merck, would help manufacture the shots at its factories. Because the Johnson & Johnson shot requires just one dose and can be stored at regular refrigerator temperatures, some have touted it as a good option to send to harder-to-reach, more rural communities. And with this boost, the White House projects that there will be enough vaccines for every American adult by the end of May. Last week saw several states rolling back key pandemic restrictions. In Texas and Mississippi, Governors Abbott and Reeves rescinded key provisions, including their statewide mask mandates, decisions that President Biden blasted as Neanderthal thinking. Alabama's governor announced Tuesday that her state will follow suit and lift its mask mandate in early April, and Connecticut will do away with many of its COVID-19 restrictions later this month, though mask wearing will still be mandatory. As increasing numbers of people are inoculated, the U.S. is entering a strange gray zone where individuals and states are disputing how much, if at all, it's okay to return to pre-pandemic living. And to fully end this pandemic, we'll need to understand how this virus changes and evolves within and among people. Recent months have thrown this into relief as more variants or SARS-CoV-2 have been identified and made headlines. Many of these aren't necessarily cause for alarm, but that's not to say that we shouldn't be watching some of these mutations closely. Experts have affirmed that the recent high death statistics from new variants are all the more reason to stay vigilant, even post-vaccination. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.